Some of these days, that song is going to become a reality. Amen. And I'm ready right now. Amen. You know, that'd just be awesome. But God may not, He may not have that plan for a while. We'll have to wait and see. And until He does, we got to keep working. I mean, we have a responsibility and a job to do here on this earth. And boy, I guess after teaching through about halfway through Peter, there are very few books in the Bible that emphasize that more than 1 Peter. I mean, we are here as bond slaves of God to serve Him as priests and temples, and we are to be making an impact through our holiness. And I can't wait to continue that series, but before we do that, we always like to, at the beginning of the year, kind of close out the year and begin the new year. Look back at what God did, and then look forward at what God is going to do, or at least the plans that we believe God has for us. And so it always excites me when I put this message together too, because in the grind of ministry, throughout the year, you know, you have peaks and you have valleys and you have ups and you have downs, and you have sad times and happy times. And the older I get, the more I forget what goes on in the year. And so it's always exciting me to do this and to be reminded of all the incredible things that God has done. And so I hope you are reminded of that, and that we worship the Lord together this morning as a result of that. So we're looking back and we're looking forward this morning. The first thing at is what the people that God added to our fellowship, and that's very exciting this year. We had a huge spring prospective member, new member class, and some of these people you look and you think, gosh, I thought they were here for years because they've just plugged right in, and it seems like they've been here forever, but they just got with us this year. They became members. Now, they may have started last year. We have Jay and Lana Brunette and Brady and Lacey and Reed. We have Sarah Bowers, who has been a member for a long time, but she caught Danny. And so Danny went through our new members class and became a new member. And so then we have Tommy and Joy Hudspeth. And I ask you to pray for Joy. You know, Joy has a lot of health issues. In fact, she has a particular issue when she's affected by smells a lot of times. I mean, to make her feel deathly ill, that type of thing. It's a unique situation. And so she's not here a lot because sometimes she'll smell somebody's cologne or perfume or something. And I mean, she's done for the day. And so that's a unique situation. Imagine if you were in that situation. Remember to pray for Joy and Danny, and Tommy, and call them every once in a while and encourage them. Frank and Barbara Acevedo. And of course, Frank set a record this year at our Christmas party for the number of gifts being lost. I don't think that record will ever be broken, to be honest. I mean, I think he set the scale up, the bar way up here. I don't think that'll ever happen again. And I'm just encouraged they're still in our church after how y'all brutally treated them at the Christmas party. Crosby met Nick, caught Nick. And so Crosby and Nick both went through our new members class. Pastor Gary and Pat Reynolds have been a great blessing to us, already involved in some ministry. Gary's a former pastor and been a great blessing. Pat's been a great blessing in counseling. And, of course, Bubba turned 18, believe it or not. And little Bubba, I remember when we first came, Bubba was about that tall and kind of a little round, not too bad. But, you know, and it's incredible to look at him today and a great blessing. It's always a joy to see kids grow up in your church and become adults. And so I think Bubba's already in college, actually, so we need to be praying for him. And Pastor Steve and Linda Pence, what a blessing they've been to our church. If you've never been on Sunday nights when Steve teaches sometimes, he is an exceptional Bible teacher. Very gifted and loves history and always brings out a lot of historical context to what we've been learning in the book of Daniel. And so you're missing that if you're not coming on Sunday night. We have Steve and Warren, both former pastors and have studied the Word a lifetime, and great blessing for me to sit in on those classes and everybody else. We also had Betty McNutt join. Now, Betty, I didn't have a picture of you. I'm sorry that I didn't have a picture of you. But Betty is one of the things about the new members class is, if you're 80 years old, you're exempt from new members class. We figure by then we can't teach you anything. And so you already know it all. And so that's the way Joe came to us, Joe Rowe and Betty. And it's just a joy to have. I can always, when Betty's here, I always know I'm going to get at least one kiss, maybe two, from her. And so she's a great blessing to us. And we also added this way, you know. And I want to encourage you, young families. This is a way that you can add members to our church. They don't have to go through the new members class. You just, you know. And this year we added little Ava and William. Little dolls, aren't they? What a great blessing. And of course, some of my members moved out and moved home. I was thinking this morning, I guess because my mom passed away this year and my dad a couple of years before, heaven, when you lose people, at least in your psyche, in your conscience, becomes more real. I don't know if y'all have experienced that. And I think of last year we studied about that city that they moved to and how incredible that is. And to think of, you know, Jodan and Joanne and my mom and dad and all of them up there and perfect health, enjoying the presence of the Lord, living in this beautiful city. I don't know, it's like the barrier between heaven and earth becomes thinner the older you get and the more people you know move there. And you just can't wait to see them again. And let me promise you, these beautiful folks are there and they are enjoying perfect health and looking forward to this great reunion we're going to have someday. We're blessed with a tremendous women's ministry in our church. And this year, a lot of these things are discontinuations. The teen women's discipleship, was it last year or this year that started? It was last year, wasn't it? Last year, Drew had this great idea, and I'm sure part of his team came up with the idea as well. I don't know. But, guys, the Bible talks about older women discipling younger women. Why aren't we doing that more? And I know mothers disciple their daughters, but they came up with this great idea, and now our older women meet with our younger women, younger teenagers in our teen program, and pass on wisdom to them and disciple them. It is a tremendous ministry, and I am deeply grateful for all of you women that commit time to that. Very thankful for that. So that's another ministry of the women's ministry and teen ministry, the youth ministry together. Of course, women's Bible studies have gone, you know, y'all have studied Philippians. What else have you studied this year? Do you remember?
Before that, we studied Judges.
Okay.
We did a composite of songs from
John. Okay. All
right.
So you're teaching them to sin, but respectfully. Is that what I hear you saying? I think that sins that the culture thinks is respectable, right? But are not. Fantastic. Thankful for Diane and her Bible teaching. The women's conference, wasn't that this year, ladies? Was that this year? That was last year. Okay. So in the coming year, one of the things that, again, I only have so much influence on the ministries, but I would encourage the women to do that, to find a really solid, good Bible conference like the one y'all went down to Waco in. But our women do that occasionally. They didn't do it last year, but they did it the year before. The women's retreat, of course, yearly. They had the women's retreat again, and it's tremendous, and that'll be on the plan for this year as well. You just heard about the Secret Sister Reveal. That's a fun way to get to know a lot about people without knowing who it is until the last minute, you know. But a great blessing that they do that. This year they precipitated in Meals on Wheels as well. And Diane told you about that. Was it last week or a couple of weeks ago where they took all this food? I think Church on the Hill kind of heads that up and we're able to give meals to people who may not have that much. It was gifts? Okay, Christmas gifts. All right. Women's birthday luncheons. Nelda, how long have you been doing that? Ever since? Okay. But you've been doing it since, right? Since Myrna moved? And what happened to Myrna?
She got married.
Myrna got married. Myrna Shaw got married. Did y'all know that? That is so awesome. I think it was like a childhood friend or
college sweetheart.
Isn't that awesome? All right. We rejoice with Myrna. And also, I think maybe Delinda headed this up, started a crafters thing. That was this year, wasn't it? Or have y'all been going over a year?
A little bit over a year.
And people have great fun doing that. I think they did the Instapot. You remember the Instapot this last time. I don't know if that was related or not. I better just move on. men's ministry. I don't remember if it was late last year, early this year. Ken kind of got the men's ministry moving again. We had some great early meetings and talking about the needs. What came out of that this year is Don was there at an early one and pointed out some situations where we could be a great blessing to our widows. And so one of the first things that we did, combining with the teens, we don't keep all the ministry separate, as you've already seen. That's not the way a body works. And so combining with the teens, we went over to Pat Stollard's house and had a great time cleaning and repairing. I think Scott and Terry were out there repairing buildings. And we were cleaning out things and cutting limbs and cutting poison ivy and all kinds of stuff, you know. And then we had pizza at the end. It was a great blessing to us and a great blessing to Pat. And so that's one of the things. And also the Saturday breakfast that we have once a month in the Family Life Center. And that will continue. And I'm sure the men's ministry will be involved in other things as well in the coming year. Ken, do you want to say anything about that? Yeah, just keep committed to it. And because we have this men's ministry, those kinds of things like needs, property needs and that type of thing for widows and the elderly, or just when somebody falls on a tough time, we're listening. If you let us know, we can help. Okay. Heaven's angels. Okay. Before all the theologians point out that there are no female angels in the Bible, let me let you know. I know that. It's just a picture, okay? I know it communicates the wrong idea. But these heaven's angels we have are actually women, okay? I know that's not doesn't fit with the angels in the Bible. But Granny Pat kind of headed this ministry up several years ago. Sherry's been involved and Betty and Sarah and I don't know who all else. I'm probably missing some names, probably Diane and others. But this has been a great ministry. It's been a great blessing to those that they have gone to visit. Sometimes a lot of our deacons, to be honest, they work full-time and they have families. And it's hard for them to get away just to visit someone. And And these ladies, most of them are retired. It's not that they're not doing a lot. I'm not saying that, because they are. But they have been a great blessing. I'm sorry. They have been a great blessing to people. And Granny Pat said she was going to crank that up another notch this year, I think. So, Wednesday night Bible study. This has been the most enjoyable year for me on our Wednesday night Bible study. We have averaged over 20 people, and a couple of times we had 26 people at that Bible study. And both studies we did were fairly popular. The first one, the inductive Bible study through Mark, was extremely popular because not only did we learn intimate details about the Gospel of Mark that we didn't know, but because we did it inductively, people learned even better how to study the Bible for themselves. You learn that Bible questions are answered in the Bible text itself. You don't have to go to a theologian to find those out. And so we had a great time studying through the book of Mark, verse by verse, and looking for life application as well as the history of Christ's life. Also, we have been working through the classic Knowing God. Very profound, very challenging as we read it and discuss it, but we discuss the profound theology and the application to our life and the life we live every day. And so that has been a great blessing. And, of course, we'll continue that. We will continue in Knowing God until we finish. I think we have about 9 lessons left to finish that. Music ministry. Brother James Wright, I think, overdid himself probably this year. 2 cantatas. I mean, that is a lot of hours of practice. And those who are sitting under his ministry know that, because you had to put up with him for all those hours, you know. you heard who said that. But what that takes a lot of practice for you folks. I know you enjoy it. The youth were involved in that. That was such a blessing to see all those youth up there. Both cantatas, you know, we were overflowing in the choir loft. And, of course, we are blessed with great musicians, and we're so thankful to that. It seems like every time we have a musician that retires or moves or steps down, God supplies somebody incredibly talented to be able to take their place. And Mary Ann and Nicole and Joanne do a fantastic job. Special music, we have a lot of special music this year. We kind of trailed off toward the end of the year. And I know there are a lot of people in who are very gifted in singing. Amen. And so we'd love to see you do more special music this year. We saw the inception of our bluegrass band, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from them again this year. Amen. And so we're looking forward to that, and just great praise. I feel like when we sing, it's more than just singing. There's a spirit here of praise and worship. And very grateful for that. And all of you contribute to that. The adult Sunday night Bible study, again, we have this incredibly experienced team of Bible teachers on Sunday night. I mean, we've got Warren and Don and Steve and David and Mike. I mean, if you put all the years of Bible teaching together of all those people, that would be about 500 years probably. Oh, maybe not that much. How old are you, Don? No, I'm kidding. But tremendous insight. And another thing, I always tell people this about Prairie Valley. We are so gifted to have so many Bible teachers, and all of them, if you listen to them, they have different styles, and it adds so much richness to Bible study. I mean, some churches have one Bible teacher, and they have to listen to that guy every time they go, you know. You know, what if you had to listen to me and only me all year? That would be bad, wouldn't it? That's, you know, but we have all this richness in our Bible teaching. It's such a blessing. And, of course, they went through lots of different topics. I couldn't name all the topics, But lately, they've been going verse by verse through Daniel, and it's been tremendous. It's just been tremendous. So if you don't come on Sunday night, I encourage you to do that. The children's department, I put my wife's name up there because she does so much in organization. But let me tell you, just like Drew is not a Lone Ranger, Joanne isn't either. And we have those ministries have tremendous teams of people. Many times the parents of the kids are part of that team. And so they're investing in their own children. They're investing in other children. And I'll be honest, I would put our children's ministry, as far as effectiveness in making a disciple, children's ministry and youth ministry up against anyone that I have ever seen, ever, and anyone that I know of presently. And the Lord knows my heart. I'm not saying that out of pride. I'm saying it out of a gratefulness. But I want to tell you, those ministries are about what they should be about. They're not about entertaining, even though it's great entertainment. They have lots of fun. But it's about embedding placing the Word of God in their thinking processes, forming their worldview so that they don't leave this church and leave their relationship with God. It is who they are, and that's very important. And so the whole team, I'm going to miss some, but I'm going to try to name them. I don't know, Lindsay taught some. Joanne taught some this year. Let's see. Michael, Samantha, Michael, and Nettie, Pat, and Gary, and Lisa, and who else?
Joan.
And Joan.
Nicole.
Who?
Nicole
Burkett.
Carrie Fort.
Carrie Fort.
Wayne Fort.
All that, Billy,
Lana.
Listen, all of these people, that's why I tell you, I always tell you this, 80, 90% of our people are involved in ministry. They really are. I'm not just saying that. It's incredible. It's incredible. They've gone through, of course, they're using Answers in Genesis curriculum, which you know the incredible value of that, especially since two of our adult ministries have gone to that. And you understand the incredible importance of confronting the present humanistic, secular, Marxist worldview that they're growing up pounded with. That's what this curriculum does. It's very important. The Desiring God curriculum, they've gone through the names of God. They've gone through a series on missionary heroes, and I'm going to say a little bit more about that later. What else, sweetie? Joanne, sweetie? Not you, Don, sweetie. Sorry. We had our first annual preteen camp that our own people were investing in their own children.
Amen.
See, that's not just have fun and go home, and there's no connection. That's have fun and learn the Word of God and the very people that know you and can encourage you and continue discipleship, they're doing it. They're with you all the year. They know you. It's so important. And I'm so grateful because that doesn't come cheap. That means many hours of planning and preparation, many hours of teaching, food preparation. Lisa did all the food stuff preparation. Out of all of that stuff, I want to tell you, when you run a camp and just your church runs it, there is a lot of investment.
Right.
And they did it. And they did it well, I might add. Very well. Of course, VBS Time Lab. And there are many other things that your kids learned this year.
Pastor,
yes, sir.
Two
or three, right? Was there three? Three. And two of them, their own father got to baptize them a couple of weeks later.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Praise the Lord.
Youth ministry, Drew and his team. Again, I've already mentioned the young women's discipleship, young men's discipleship. They went to Latham Springs encampment again, had camp. And of course, Drew gets to teach every year as well. He's teaching at the camp. You know, lots of other youth. They dealt with apologetics, lots of Bible study. boy-girl dating and relationships. Listen, that right there, what that is that's being sensitive to the culture and what's going on in the culture, and that's taking the Word of God and applying it. That's not just running through some books or something. But there's a cancer in our society today, and it's the breakdown of the home. And it has to do with living together and the LGBT stuff and families falling apart. The heart of the problem in our country is the family. Is the family. And to have a good family, you have to start right. And so we have to deal with the problem at the root to how you start out relating to each other. So anyway, I could preach on and on and on, but and you know I can do it, but I'm not going to do it this morning. Okay, this year, they didn't join this year. They had been here a while, but this year we saw the need for somebody to pastor our whole Christian education focus, to work with the Sunday school teachers and to work with curriculum and to look at the culture and what do we need, how do we need to teach the Word of God in this area and how do we need to deal with those issues. And so we had big meetings. We had a meeting at David's house. We looked at curriculum. We looked at what was going on in the culture. We made some adjustments and we ordained David as the, or voted him in as the pastor of Christian education. And so David is going to be intensely praying for our teachers, wisdom in the whole Sunday school program and Christian education program. And he has instituted in each one of our Sunday school classes care groups. So it's more than just an academic approach, but it is an enhancement of the care group type stuff that we already had, where we're following up on people when they're not there. We're praying for them. We're encouraging them to be in Sunday school and much, much more. That actually, part of that training will be a part of our teacher's training as well. David is putting the finishing touches on a teacher's manual. So from now on, when we need a teacher, we won't just throw them in the midst of the fight. We will give them training, where we're focused in Sunday school, what are the qualifications of a teacher, how does a care group work, and all those types of things. And we'll do it at least probably quarterly, at least a couple of times a year, that kind of training. And, of course, the teacher's training that we've already mentioned. Amen. Our deacons, our servants for our church have done another great job this year. We ordained a new deacon of technology. Of course, that's Mike. And Mike's done a fantastic job, not just in that area, but other areas as well. You donated lots of money, and we got an incredible sound booth now, new headset, new Noddy system, which is what Betty's using and others use, where you can hear very clearly what's being said. Also, new outside lights. All of our lights have been replaced on the outside. If you go out at night now, even in the side parking lot, it's lit up where you can see your car. You're not going to stumble over something. And we've got Scott and Mike just put up new big lights on the front of the Family Life Center that'll flood that whole road out there. So if people have to cross the road or that type of thing, it's all going to be all lit up. Those things are important. Listen, that would be a tragedy if we lost somebody crossing the road. And it may be me, as old as I'm getting, and I can't get across that road as quick. I want that baby lit up. I want to see those lights way down the road, and I want them to see me. Okay? So, and of course, Rex stepped down after, I think it's probably closer to 30 years, Rex. It may even be longer than that. I think he said 20-something last year, but I'm pretty sure it's longer than that. Great years of sacrificial service to our church in so many areas. Rex, his involvement was far from just being a deacon here, and it will continue to be as well. We preach the word. That's what we're called to do. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy? Amen. Timothy said, and this is Rusty's paraphrase. Listen, Timothy, in the last days, all hell will break loose. That's the way I summarize what he said in chapter 3. And the answer is to preach the word.
Amen.
That's the answer. And so all of our teaching is preaching the word too, but these are the things that we did on Sunday morning. We were already in a series on Proverbs, very rich series. We talked about instruction from a father to a son, nuggets of wisdom, work, drugs, anger, wise counsel, character and rebuke, materialism, greed, lying and deception, marriage and family. I mean, Solomon covers it all in Proverbs. You read Solomon on a regular basis and take that in, you're going to be a wise person. We talked about heaven and eternity, what heaven will be like, what we will be like in heaven, almost heaven. We talked about the messianic kingdom, and of course we talked about the new heavens and the new earth as we close that out. And then we started our series on 1 Peter. I don't know, as far as a series goes, I've probably gotten more positive feedback on this series than I have in any series in my whole ministry, believe it or not. So when you get that, you know it's hitting home, and it's hitting home on me as well. Salvation of our souls, conduct yourselves in fear, spiritual house, priesthood and sacrifice, holiness toward government, holiness toward your boss, holiness and family, and we will continue that. In fact, And this is the most profound big new thing this year. One of the things that we have decided as far as missions is, as much as we enjoyed being a part of kind of a corporate program with the BMA, we are going to start, even within that program, we are going to start choosing specific missionaries within that program to funnel our money instead of generally send it. We will send it, and it will be specific. And, of course, we're going to get some new missionaries that some of them won't be BMA. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, but John and I both went to the field. We weren't BMA. The Waldrops, we've supported them for many, many years, and they weren't BMA. We want conservative, evangelical missionaries, God called, that are on the field making an impact for our world. And so this year we will add many missionaries. At least once a quarter we will have missionaries come in and speak. And in the fall, now some of this is in the planning stage, so this is all tentative. In the fall, we will probably have a missions conference. In that missions conference, we'll have missionaries come in, and they'll be with us all week. They'll talk to the youth. They'll talk to the children. Of course, they'll be here on Sunday mornings to share with us. And then we'll actually have a conference maybe on Friday or Saturday night, where not only will we have them sharing about missions and their mission experiences, but we will have a commitment, a faith promise, where we will commit a certain amount of income that year toward missions. And hopefully, I've gone in churches where at the back, opposite of our wall of honor, you know, that big board, about the second or third year here, I put that up there for missions. We've never filled that up. If your ministry's on that wall, don't panic. We'll have other places to put your stuff. But I'd love to fill that whole thing up with missionaries. Missionaries that we are significantly supporting, not just 25 a month or something, but really supporting them. And they will come back on a regular basis when they're back in the United States, or back in Texas, or depending on whether they're national or international, they'll come and stay with us. They'll come and share with us. They'll inspire us to go to the mission field ourselves. Maybe your kids will grow up and go to the mission field. There's nothing that makes some parents madder than their kids going to the mission field. I've heard pastors get eaten out up one side and down the other because their kids committed to missions. Well, you're just going to have to get mad at me, because if God calls your kid, because we have missionaries in here sharing, that's between you and God. That's not between you and me. All right? All right. So Gary Reynolds and Sharon Wright are the first two members of our missions committee. We'll be meeting this next week. to start to make all those plans, invite those missionaries. It's going to happen this year. We will support missionaries that visit our churches regularly. We'll have a missions conference with Faith Promise. We'll get every age group involved, and we'll expand our missionary budget. Eddie always said 10%. I'd like to see within about 5 years us have about 20% of our mission, of our overall budget going toward missions. I think that would be great. This year, we will be in the Word of God again. We'll finish out 1 Peter. We'll go right into 2 Peter, and we will do that verse by verse. But we will also have, at least once a quarter, we will have from me messages on missions and maybe some other people. So we're going to get a lot of missions this year from missionaries and from me. All right? So that's where we're headed this year. But as you know, spiritual fruit is not produced simply by human energy. We have to be committed, and we have to be willing to do what God has called us to do. But it takes the power of the Spirit to make it happen. It takes God's wisdom and direction. And so I ask you to be praying for these people up here on this board. And there, of course, as I've explained to you all the teams, think of those people as well, not just the leaders. But I primarily put those that are leading up here, ministries. Of course, Drew and David and I, as your pastors, all of our deacons as well, be praying for them and for Joanne and her team. Diane, Nicole, and Sharon Wright are the steering committee for our women's ministry now. And, of course, Nelda's a part of that as she does the lunch. Men's ministry, Ken Ackerman. Kitchen ministry, Sherry. What would we do without Sherry? You know, there's that thing in Jude about struggling for the body of Moses. I think when the Lord wants to take Sherry home, I'm going to argue with the Lord. We can't do without her, okay? We need to eat, Lord. So, seniors ministry, Rex and Sherry head that up, and several other families as well work together on that. And of course, our missions committee, Sharon and Gary and others, will be added to that in the future. We've got a busy year ahead of us, folks. We got a lot of work to do, and that's not even counting the opportunities that you'll have at your job to minister to people all around you. People you work with will lose loved ones, and you can be there for them. People that you work with don't know the Lord, and you can live a godly life before them and share why you have hope. Amen. With them. People that you run into at the store, people you've graduated with and hadn't seen for years, those little snotty-nosed, well, I guess Peyton's past the snotty-nosed stage, but those kids that live with you, oh, my goodness. As you look at what will fix the United States of America, it is hard to put a ministry above the parents investing in their children and teaching them how to love the Lord. Amen. That's not an organized church ministry, but that is probably the most important ministry in the world. It really is. This is not where ministry ends. The ministries we do here at church are where ministry begins. But you live out ministry every day. You're a priest. You're a temple. And God has placed you right where you're at to be a bondslave of Him. To submit to Him, His plan, to be humble. To open your mouth when it's appropriate, as David shared this morning, to close your mouth when it's appropriate as well. And to see God use you, every one of you, to lead people to Christ or to disciple them and show them there is a different way than what this world offers. All right? And this is why we exist. This is why we live. And someday, Just like Jodan and Joanne graduated, we'll graduate too. There may be some of us graduate this year. You know, on one side, that's a sad thing, and another side, it's not sad. Because we leave this life and we go to a city and a presence of our Lord that we can't even imagine. We'll graduate, some of us. And if we do, if you do, if I do, be assured that we'll all be there someday. And this old sinful world will be done and over. And we will live with our Lord forever. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the grace.